to wearing, why everybody's wearing green today. Roger has green on. Gavin has green on. It's the wrong color green? Is it, does it have to be the... The orange? You have to wear orange? Interesting. Because you weren't Catholic. Okay, well, I didn't know that. I haven't seen. Really? So I know a lot of people are wearing green, and the other obviously because of St. Patrick's Day, right? So we have St. Patrick's Day this coming week, and it's always, you know, fun to kind of celebrate that. We took a busload of kids to McDonald's, which we've done the last couple of years, for Shamrock Shakes, and we had a bunch of Shamrock Shakes. So what do you call a dishonest Irishman? A leprechaun. What can you borrow, why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? They're always a little short. Oh, you like, Atlee liked that one. Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover? You don't want to press your luck. And then the final and good one, this is, where do leprechauns post their photos online? Instasham. Oh, yeah, Shamrock. Okay, anyway. So we've been going through, as you know, we've been going through Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Continuing to look at this whole chapter of Hebrews 11. And that's where we're at right now. Hebrews 11, we're going to be looking at Hebrews 11 today. 13 through 16 are the verses that we're looking at this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we before you. Speak to us as we look in your word, more like you want us to honor you with what we do and say and how we speak and act with people. Pray for those things, Lord. Speak to have just allow our spirit to connect, Lord, with these words, our hearts and our lives with living in such a way. Lord, have the Spirit speak to us this morning, and I pray. So Hebrews 11, verse 13 through 16, we're going to jump in right into those and start rolling. Verse 13, all these people, as we remember, we've talked about who? Abel and Noah and Abraham and Sarah all through the as we've been going through Hebrews 11. And now it's kind of like this break and says, okay, here's this break in the chapter, in this chapter. And it's kind of like, let's step back and review this. So verse 13, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had not been thinking of the country they had left, or if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Remember that. I'm going to read that again. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So as we jump back and look at this, one thing that in this passage of scripture that always kind of amazed me was that statement that is made. If they had been thinking of a country, of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. When you think about it, when I think about that and you look about and you kind of just start to peel that back, today's sermon topic is, what are you thinking? What am I thinking? A lot of times we hear in Christianity and hear in the church world, people say you can't think positive, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't have these thoughts. And like people think that there's a lot of stuff that people say. If you think there's churches out there that promote and push this gospel that if you think a certain way, you're going to get anything you want, right? I mean, that we hear that a lot in Christianity, and you see that. And then you hear a lot of people say, well, you can't think, have to think down, and like we're the bottom of the barrel, and you can't have a positive attitude. So you hear that too. When I look at this portion of scripture and you kind of look at going back, now we're going to step back to see some of these examples from scripture of how we think, how these men and women thought. Remember, we're looking at the now faith. We looked at the faith of the past, how their faith was back then. And what was their now faith like then, right? That's what we started to look at. And this scripture is telling us, if they would have been thinking of what they left, they would have had the opportunity to return. It's kind of like my dog. Years ago, we had a dog. And we always had the dog kind of, you know, years ago you could put a dog on a chain, right? Now no one has that. But we had him in a fence. And the dog would get out of the fence and we would, you know, somewhere. And we couldn't find the dog. The dog was gone for like a long time. And all of a sudden I get a call. And the dog was down at French Creek State Park. They have at the park, there's the furnace, Hopewell Furnace, which Hopewell Furnace is a federal grounds, right? So my dog went on the federal grounds, got out of the pen and went down. What did the park people do? Instead of like tying the dog up, they fed it. So they brought the dog milk and all this. That probably wasn't the best idea. And then they told me, hey, your dog needs to be on a leash. And I'm like, yeah, it's penned up. Okay. About 6 months later, the dog's gone again. Yeah. I was like, okay, the dog's gone. I wonder where the dog could be. So I waited a little bit and then I started heading down to Hopewell Furnace. What? My dog was down there, and what'd they do? They fed the dog again, and so I told them, and they told me this time, hey, this dog out here, we'll put you in jail if the dog is on our property again. And I was like, well then, don't feed my dog, right? But the dog remembered, right, what it got down at the park, good milk, whatever else they fed the dog, and the dog went there and it would return. The dog had the opportunity to return back. And guess what it did? It returned back. That's what scripture is saying here about these faithful people who have stepped out in faith. Abel stepped out in faith. Abraham stepped out in faith. Noah stepped out in faith. Abraham and Sarah would have had the opportunity to return to their homeland if they would have concentrated and thinking, oh, I want to go back to my homeland. That's what Scripture is saying. With how we think faithfully can determine a lot of stuff that plays out. Look at Ruth. Ruth and Naomi in the book of Ruth, okay? What do we know of Naomi? Naomi had two daughter-in-law. They married her sons, and her sons died. We know the story, right? And when the sons died, her husband died, Naomi was very downtrodden, and she was working to get bitter, you know, as Scripture says. And she told her daughter-in-laws, listen, go back home. Don't follow me. Don't stay with me, because what can I offer you? Go home. And one of the daughters said, okay, I'm out of here. She was thinking about home, thinking about what she left, where she was. That's what she was thinking about and left. Ruth, on the other hand, what do we know of Ruth? Ruth said, I'm not leaving. I'm not going home. She wasn't looking back. She wasn't looking to the past of what was. She was looking at the future and Ruth told Naomi, I'm staying with you. God is my God. Your people are. And she left the Moabite land. She was a Moabite woman, and she left the land and she went with Ruth. With Naomi, but she wasn't looking back. She was looking forward. And she was looking at something better. And as we know in genealogies of where Ruth ended up in the genealogies, right? There was a plan for Ruth in Scripture. She could have been thinking, I'm going to go back. I'm going to return. What Scripture says of these men, they weren't thinking of going back. If we step out in faith and we start walking in faith, and you're walking to, which we all know, we have our faith in Jesus Christ. We have our faith in Christ as our Savior. We know that when we're going to heaven, and Christ has these things that we're supposed to continue to do in our life, and sometimes we don't step out in faith and do it, right? Because we're thinking about what has been or what was, and we go back and that's what we think about. Same exact principle happened with the Israelites. You remember when the Israelites, going into Numbers, it talks about this. So the Israelites, when going into the promised land, God told Moses what? Hey, and this is, you can look this up, I'll give you the reference. It's Numbers 14, it's those chapters. So God told Moses, pick some men, 12 men, one man of each tribe, and go and spy out, explore the promised land, land that I give you. The land, this is the land I'm giving you, God told Moses, right? So Moses got the guys together, gave them instructions on, hey, go check stuff out, see what the soil's like. You know, this is our land. God has given us this land. God was speaking to Moses, I'm giving you this land. Yep. Chapter 13 and 14 is kind of the story. Yep. Right in there, Numbers 13 through 14. So what we do know then, so what happens? The Israelites, 12 men from the tribes go in to the land. They were there for 40 days and they walk through and they look around, and what the, asks from Moses was, because it was the time of year of grape season, he's like, hey, bring some grapes back. Let's see what these grapes look like. You know, so that was one of the requests, this exploration. Then the men came back after 40 days and they report to Moses. And what do we find that? What happens? What happens there? 12 of those men said, oh my goodness, we can never take that. That place is, it's beautiful. And the crops are awesome. Look at these grapes. But there's the descendants from the Nephilim. There's these giants in the land. Oh my goodness. We were like grasshoppers to these people. They will crush us. We won't be able to do anything. Oh my goodness. Why did we come here? This, you can look at this in 13 and 14. Why did we come here? We should hide. Let's go back Egypt. Yeah, because they had it so great in Egypt as slaves, right? Getting beaten and building blocks and putting that stuff together. Great time in Egypt, but they were so scared, they were so fearful, that they wanted to go back. They were thinking of how good they had it as a slave. They wanted to go back to Egypt. So much so that they killed Moses. And then when Cain stood up and said, guys, there's only two men that were thinking faithfully, thinking forward of what God told them they had. Two men, Caleb and Joshua. And apparently Joshua, he might have been Catholic because it said he was the son of Nun. I could get it. Oh, he's the son of a nun. Okay, so he wasn't Catholic. I understand. Nun, right? He was the son of a nun. No, he was. But so these two men were that came back with this report. These two men were the only guys that stood up and said, knew, like what they were thinking was a faithfulness of what God promised them. That's what they were thinking. The other 10 men were down. They stepped out in faith, didn't they? They stepped out, they went into the land, they looked at all the bounty and the goodness of the land, and then they saw the giants. And the giants and the fear chased away. Hey, the Lord is in control. The Lord battle for us. And that's what God told them. So much so that they wanted to go back to Egypt. Their thinking and what they, the words they spoke, this is another thing that's the words they spoke changed God's mind. The grumbling and complaining from these changed God's mind on this situation. Scripture tells us that God heard the grumbling. God heard these people, their faithlessness, and he was going to destroy them. And then Moses had a conversation with God. And God forgave the people, but he said, then this is what we know of why have the Israelites wandering the wilderness for 40 years. The punishment was, God wasn't going to destroy them. The promise was still good. The promise was, this is your land. Right? That was the promise. They walked faithfully towards that and they got to this point. And then they became scared and faithless, and their mind was going back to where they came from. At that point, when that happened, they started, these people, I can't take it. Didn't you see everything that I did for you, leaving Egypt, crossing the sea, the river, and this cloud that was with you, and the protections that I gave you all along the way? And now you're scared and you just want to go back. The only thing they were going back, they were going to die. entire group that were ever going to see the promised land that God gave to Israelite people. And those were who? Caleb and Joshua. The men that stood by faith. The men that didn't backtrack of their thinking and cower down being scared, but they were thinking of something better. Right? Very clear in Scripture. Very clear in Scripture. So how are we thinking? And how do we think? When let's say the church here, like, hey, it's not full. There's not tons of people in here. Do we think, oh my goodness, we need to go back 20 years ago when people, 150 people in this church. Well, you can't go back, right? We're not going back. I mean, there could be 150 people in here. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Imagine singing and it'd be packed. They'd be up on they'd be hanging stuff. We'd have to bust out up top. But what are we thinking? Are we looking forward saying something better? We're not going back. We're not going back. Scripture calls us to look forward. Scripture calls us to walk faithfully and walk forward. What does the Lord have planned? What's our faith life like? What does the Lord have? What does he have us personally? And you think about it in the modern day, but years ago, right? St. Patrick. So St. Patrick, same thing. Young man. I think it was Scotland, right? That he grew up in. I believe it was Scotland. Take from warriors and pirates from taken over to Ireland as a slave. And as Ireland, but he started to, for whatever reason, love these people. And he escaped. He wanted to go back home. And when he escaped, all he could think about was what? He could think about these people. He wanted to return to these people. And as he studied and as he became a missionary, what he wanted to do was go back to Ireland. And he wanted to tell these people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the story of St. Patrick. And he was thinking this whole time, I want to go back to Ireland. I need to tell these people who Jesus Christ is. He was thinking about was in the future, but he was also thinking about the past. So many times when we are walking our life, and if it's our personal life, if it's church life, if it's family life, if it's just life in general, as we get rolling, we think about, man, those were really good days. And we think about, I want to go back. I want to go back. Scripture tells us we need to go forward. We had some good days, didn't we? There was good days. People have good days. And sometimes when you move forward, just like we saw with the Israelites, when you move forward, it's painful. Sometimes when you're walking in faith and you're thinking and you're looking forward at what you know God wants you to do, what the purpose is, and the plan is there, and it's laid out, and you start to walk in it, it can get hard. There's things that pop up, but our mind immediately, as people, our mind goes back, and we get, just like the Israelites, we get scared. We want to pull out. Says, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. Think, just like the Israelites, that they were thinking that they wanted to go back to be slaves. That's what they were thinking. When we look at this in our life, when we look at this today, what are the promises? Because this is Hebrews 11. talks about faith. Now, faith is being sure, just like this. And Joshua were what? Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for. Sure of what we hope for. And certain of what we do not see. When we look at this, in 13 and 14, Hebrews 11:13 and 14, they're talking about these people that only saw this from the end, the promise, from a distance, right? Abraham didn't see the promised land. Abraham didn't see what the promise that he was given from God. He walked that way, his home country that way, and he continued to follow God that way. Sarah never saw all grandchildren and this nation flourish. She never saw it. She was promised that, and she saw it from a distance. That's what Scripture says. They saw it from a distance. How did they see it? Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for. And certain, without a doubt, certain of what we do not see. They didn't see it from close up. They saw it from afar. And as they walked their life, just like we are walking our life, there's promises. There's things that we know that God is doing that we're not going to see right up front. We're not going to see like this. We have to walk the same way sometimes. And we're going to see that from afar, right? That's what Scripture says. Scripture is telling us today in our faith life now, as we walk our faith life, there's going to be things that are from afar. You know, am I going to see Christ return? That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That would be really cool. You hear these trumpets, and boom, you're out of here, and your shoe left on the ground, or however that works. I don't know. Yeah. But looking at the reality, I always say, yeah, it can happen at any time. But I don't think it. I think the world's going to get so bad, way worse than it is. I think that's my opinion, right? I know Christ can come back at any moment. So am I seeing that now? I'm seeing that from afar. I know my body, when it's in heaven, I see that from afar. But my faith is walking that. My thinking is, I know Jesus Christ died for me. I'm walking that way. That's how I'm walking, and my thinking has to be that same way. My thinking can't go back to all these other things. My thinking has to stay focused on who Jesus says he is, what the Spirit's doing in my life. And I'm praying that, you know, the Spirit works in my life. So those things as believers today, we'll close with this. Romans. Jump over there. Romans 15. Romans 15, 13. Talks about hope, right? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Trusting is what? It's having faith. It's trust. As you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, if we're believers, the Spirit is working. The Spirit is in our life. That Spirit should be working in our life. And that hope that we know comes from Christ. And the overflowing with what? I'm going to read it again. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. Overflow with hope. These men and women in Scripture had that same hope. Their hope, their faith, they were hoping in their faith, looked forward and walked forward, and they were thinking that way. We need to think that way. So many times we want to go back. We're not going back. We're going back. It's walking faithfully forward. That's what we're going to continue to do, to walk faithfully. We have to. It's like Scripture calls out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy, holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Lord, you're almighty. You have been, you are, and you are the future. You're all things, Lord. Help us to remember that in our life. Help us to walk towards you. Help us to walk faithfully, not thinking back, you know, not stepping back and thinking of the past. Help us to know the promises that you have in the future, the forward movement that we need to continue stepping toward. Help us to walk in a way, Lord, that's worthy, just as you tell us here in Scripture, that you weren't ashamed to be called these people's God. Lord, we pray for that same thing. Help us to walk in that same manner, that we're not going to disappoint you, that you're not ashamed to say that, I'm Jeff's God. I'm everyone in that church, I'm their God. And I'm proud of them. I'm not ashamed of them. Help us to walk that way, Lord. Help us to think that way. Help us to communicate that into other people's existence, that they begin to see, maybe I need to understand who Jesus is more. I need to understand my faith more. I need to understand, you know, not just thinking of how good things were and I just want to be comfortable, but sometimes things are difficult when we walk in faith. Help us to think that way. Help us to know, Lord, that you are with us, just like you were with Abraham, Noah, Sarah, and these people that we've looked at in Scripture, Lord. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, and we lift your name up above all names. In your name we pray. Amen. We are dismissed.